The art of living, and it can be pursued under all circumstances, at all places, whether it be in your own home or in a factory or in the rice fields. Gita is not a handbook of instructions guiding us on how to live in a jungle, in a world negating retirement. It is not an impractical idealism nor a dreamy ideology. You must cultivate a habit to get an insight into the great philosophy and maintain a spiritual curiosity to understand its scientific conclusions. Check up the truth of these conclusions in your own daily experiences and devotedly follow up those values of life that are admitted by your own inner understanding. By closely following up these methods with a clear and pure intellect, you will soon grow out of your weaknesses to be a better man to face your own problems in life. There is no problem in the world that can cow you down if you are equanimous at all times. The study of the Vedanta philosophy, as expounded in the Gita, leads us and helps us to rediscover the mighty one, the nobler self that lies now dormant within us. Therefore, all students of the modern world must shake off their lethargy in studying the Gita, as she can revolutionize our era for us. She can, by the magic of her touch, make a broken, disappointed man full and whole. The student emerges out of his inner gloom into an ampler world, having an appointment with success supreme. The modern scientists have come to know more and more of the secrets of nature through their intense scientific researches conducted in their laboratories, and their knowledge bits have given to the age, they rightly claim more and more strength and daring, verve and vitality. Science has conquered nature, and man has gained a mastery over the outer world because of his acquired knowledge. The secret of our strength today is, therefore, our knowledge. The great rishis have also asserted emphatically that a certain amount of knowledge of the inner spiritual constitution of man will give him more and more mastery over his own life. The attempt of the scriptural masters was to analyze man who comes in contact with the world outside. They have found out what are the vehicles or instruments that constitute the experiences of life, and how best can they all be so controlled, purified and readjusted so as to bring forth more and more success or happiness into each life. This analysis is the secret content of all the sacred textbooks, whether they belong to the Hindus, the Islam, the Christians, or the Buddhists, of all religions in the world. No great master has emerged into the world outside and has preached his religion successfully till he has indicated how men can live a better life in the world, and how they can gain a mastery over their own destiny. All teachers had prescribed some technique or other and taught how the members of that generation could live with equanimity, composure and ease, and thus must effectively come to meet always their own personal, social and national problems. Gita elaborately explains them all. Religion is a great science, and it has a glorious utility in the world. We are not talking of the religion of ringing the bells or showing the light. We are talking of the religion that helps one to discover in oneself a new strength and vitality to face one's own challenges in life, and the science that provides a new inward courage of conviction to live honestly serving others. That which provides for us such a true and masterly living in the outer world is true religion in the strictest sense of the term. Religion is a scientific re-evaluation of life. And just as scientists retire to their laboratories, the rishis also retire to the cool and silent valleys of the Himalayas and start to evaluate life of man. Really, the methods and the poses of thinking are the same for both the scientists as well as the rishis, and both do seek and certainly discover their enthusiasm at the same source of inspiration in themselves. The only difference is The scientists take the outer world as their field of investigation, and the rishis take their own inner world of experience as the field of their independent search for truth. The scientists ask, what is the world? While the rishis inquire, who or what is man? Religion is not a clearinghouse, is not a transaction, it is not an exchange place. Religion is a technique of perfect living, of gaining a better mastery over oneself. Religion is that secret process which brings forth an effective personality out of even a shattered man of despairs and disappointments. Arjuna was cured by the 18 discourses in the Gita. Science has not yet taught us to turn our discriminating intellect on to ourselves for a critical study and analysis of ourselves. Vedanta helps us to turn to ourselves. We have our body, mind and intellect as our three equipments of experiences through which life constantly pulsates. When life is working through the physical body, I perceive the world of objects. When life functions through the mind, the world of feelings I experience. When life expresses through my intellect, I comprehend my world of ideas. These three instruments, the body, the mind, the intellect, have their own distinct characteristics in each person, and the personality expressed when life throbs through them is therefore distinct. Hence, each man is a unique personality. My total world of experience is made up of the world of objects, the world of feelings, and the world of ideas. All these put together constitute my total field of experience in the world outside. So then, I must know the art of tuning these instruments properly, so that through them I may have the proper experience of the world fully. Scientists admit that the knowledge of the outer world is their strength. So too the rishis declare that the knowledge of our inner content is necessary to live purposefully our life. And through that knowledge, we can come to establish the right relationship with our world spread all around us. When the well-tuned-up instruments in us come in contact with the sets of things and beings, conditions and happenings in life, we gain the joy of real existence. Bhagavad Gita in detail indicates the ways of tuning up our personality all by ourselves. This science of living the full life is the theme of the entire Vedanta. The great masters like Sri Shankara, Sri Ramaniya and Sri Madhva had explained in their philosophies this one pure scientific approach to the problem, that is, the technique by which we can tune up to truth and discover in ourselves a better harmony and a better equipoise. All scriptures of the world give this technique as they expounded by their own prophets. A generation of intelligent youth who stands poised to act, determined to help the nation to arise from its century-old stupor, calamitous man-made tragedies. Such a generation of dynamic young ones must necessarily know the secret technique of discovering in themselves endless energy, hope and inspiration, that life-giving, hero-making technique which can pour fresh vitality into the heart and muscles of the younger generation is in the core of the Bhagavad Gita. The eternal song divine can make them stand up even against odds, as Arjuna did, and come out successful in the end, and blessing the country by inaugurating an era of development and progress among us. Gita, way of life, can accomplish this miracle.